that, you know, the languages, the feel, the food, the this, the that. There's so much that we have to reconnect to. And if I may go on quickly further, on Tuesday, I will be singing a song that I wrote to commemorate a collaboration between Ghana and Barbados. And the Ghanaian police band and the Barbados police band will play simultaneously at the same time online while I sing. So
Wow.
this is the first, because to have two different bands playing with you at the same time, I don't think I've never heard of that before in two
No.
different countries.
No.
You know? So, but you know, all people, we have got to understand that we come from great people. You know, our history did not begin with slavery. Slavery was the last part of it. You know, so we are powerful, brilliant people. And once we establish that and we begin to wear the clothes and eat the food and, you know, and seek to have at least one of the West African languages being taught in the schools. Or if it's East African, let it be Swahili. So it's the most widely spoken language in East Africa. I am saying that once we begin to root like that, there's no stopping us. We can spiritually lift ourselves. We're going to be a more powerful people, a more conscious people. And, you know, this mental slavery, we would get rid of.
That's for sure. You know, I know you have a very powerful mind where the islands are concerned. What, as an observer, what do you think is happening to the islands as it is now in the Caribbean?
Well, they're suffering from post-slavery syndrome because they never were paid reparations. That's the first and most important thing. So when we check the money, just money alone, nothing to do with other things like infrastructure and so on. When we check the money, they look at the irony of this and look at the injustice. The people who enslaved us were paid millions of dollars that in today's money comes up to about $3 or $4 trillion, not billion, that they were paid. And as a matter of fact, up to the 5 short years ago, about 17, yes, up to 2017, the British government was still paying back the families of slave masters for losing their slaves. Can you imagine that? They were compensated for losing their slaves, and the slaves were never paid one single cent, them nor none of their ancestors. So there's a guy called Richard Drax, who is the richest member of the British House of Commons right now. He represents a place called Dorset. And he has a plantation, one in Jamaica called Draxall, and one in Barbados, same name. And he still owns that plantation, was passed on from his great grandfather to his great grandfather to his grandfather to his father to him. And I'm saying the first thing we should allow to do is to talk to him about it. And if he don't give it up, confiscate it. It's ours. We work for that already. So we need to do it in Jamaica. I mean, we need to do it in Barbados. Take the Draxall plantation and give it to the government. You know,
Okay.
that's what I see.
I hear you. I tend to agree with you on a lot of things because the slavish mentality, boy, I don't know. Some of your listeners want you to talk more about the show that you're doing on Tuesday. More information so that they. Oh, is he gone?
Nope, I'm here. I'm trying to get this young man to help me come with it.
Okay.
You know, I am not as good on this thing as this young man at all.
Don't worry. Me too. I surround myself with young brains.
Can you? Am I back now?
Yes, you're front now, not back. Yes. So,
wonderful.
Some of your listeners was wondering if you could talk some more about your show that you'll be doing on Tuesday, and what could they do if they want to listen or they want to see or whatever.
My show, well, you know, we had stopped during COVID.
Right.
But what happened is that all for many, many years, I taught music, drama.
Oh, yeah?
In schools, in particular, yes, so in primary schools. So for a long, long time, since 1977, I was doing that, right? And, you know, at the present time, I am not doing shows and stuff. I'm just writing poetry at the moment. So I have written, let's put it the other way around. I am now 45 poems away from 2000. And I started on the 30th of August, 2017. And I have now completed 19,957. So I need another 43 poems to complete 2,000. I just brought out a book in November called The Anthonyology. I deliberately named it Anthonyology as opposed to Anthology because everybody's thing is Anthology. And I said, well, my name is Anthony, mine is Anthonyology. Right? So I brought up volume one. It's it can be had on the Amazon, and I'm in the process of bringing my second book of poetry. But my intention is to have 35 to 36 books of poetry. That will be my lifetime work, as far as I'm concerned, to pass on to generations to come.
The show that they're asking about is a show that you're going to do with the bands online. Will people?
Oh, the show on Tuesday.
Yes.
That's Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock between Ghana and Barbados. I will be backed by the Barbados Police Band, while the Ghanaian Police Band will join us simultaneously as I perform this new song. I don't even have a name for the song yet, but it will come. But it's a song talking about the harmony between Ghana and Barbados.
Mm.
You know, how we reconnect and so on and so forth. I don't want to give away too much of it because it's a brand new song and we haven't sung it yet.
Will the people be able to watch it online or anything like that?
Yes, I will try to get the link to you. And pass it on to several people so that they too can watch it. It was supposed to happen on Saturday, but the Ghanaian police band wasn't quite ready.
Okay.
But now they are. So we can go on Tuesday.
One last thing I want to ask you before you go, because I just wanted your thoughts on this, because it's important to my culture and the culture of the Caribbean. What do you think of Marcus Garvey?
Marcus Garvey is, to my mind, the greatest black man of the 20th century.
Mm.
You know, people tend to believe that academia means universities and things like that.
True.
Only.
True.
Marcus went the other way. He didn't get in there. But I'm trying to find the university educated person who could articulate his position better than Marcus, or half as good, or in any form or fashion come up with the ideas that supersedes Marcus. Marcus was ahead of his time. It was people like Julius Nyerere and others who emulated this man. He had plans that if it had worked, most of us would probably be still be in Africa and visit these islands, because we would have gone back to Africa and developed Africa. Now, I say that to say this. There is, answer the phone. There are two presidents of Liberia that were Barbadians. That they were influenced by Marcus. Marcus asked them the question, are you an African? Are you an African born in the Caribbean? Do you want to go back home to Africa? And all of those answers became yes. And here was this little boy going with his mother and father to Africa at 12 years old. And he became the president of Liberia and was an outstanding president, right? I have the name of the boat. I can't remember it right now, that they went on, how many people went, how they cleared the land and everything. And then his son became president of Liberia as well, out of Barbados. So Barbados produced two African presidents. And all of that was as a result of the work that Marcus did, how he encouraged African people born in the Caribbean to go back home to Africa, because Africa had more gold, more diamonds, more bauxite, more manganese, more everything, more wood, more you could think of it, than any other place they had ever been. So opportunities were there. But then it rained, and you had this hurricane, this storm against what Marcus was preaching, as though they tried to portray him as being some villain or something like that. But in fact, he was a genius. He was a great man, and he was a great leader. So I have Marcus' picture up in my house. Yeah, because he is my hero.
Okay. My hero, too. I have nothing but good things. The more I think of Marcus Garvey and what he had to say in life.
And you know what? One of my greatest moments in life, about 4 years ago, a friend of mine called David Comerjean, who is now our representative, CARICOM, Barbados representative, CARICOM. He is our CARICOM ambassador. He told me, Gabby, I have a surprise for you. Come to the Clement Paine Center tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. I said, okay, Dave, I'll come. And when I went, he introduced me to Marcus Garvey's son.
Marcus Garvey.
It was a big moment for me, because here I was meeting with the son of my hero. Because my hero had gone on to that land that we all have to go to at some time.
Yes, eventually.
And I said, my goodness, this is a momentous occasion. I am here with Marcus Garvey's flesh and blood, his son. You know, and I felt powerful. He's a doctor. He teaches at one university in the United States. And a very brilliant man.
Yes, he's very smart.
It's because of Marcus being so brilliant, they don't talk about his son. You know, it's a pity. Because by age 32, Marcus already had a following of over 20 million people, black people across the world. Jehovah's Witness has been advertising, promoting, got TV, got radio, they have Instagram, they got WhatsApp, they got everything. And they're still only at between 5 and 6 million followers. And Marcus Garvey, with no internet, with no kind of TV, with no radio ready to speak of, with, you know, very few newspapers carried his story, was able to garnish, put together 20 million black people. My God.
Yes.
He had plans.
As major achievement.
Boats and, you know, pure genius.
Yes, yes.
A brilliant scholar, if I may say so. Because I don't count scholar as being one who has some degree from a university. He's a scholar. He was a scholar of the highest caliber. Because his brain was so brilliant. His ideas were so brilliant. His vision was so magnificent. And so when I visited the Marcus Garvey Center in Jamaica, it was one of the highlights of my life some 3.5 years ago.
That's the voice of the man that I invited back, Drew and I, because we wanted to hear this side of you. Am I proud to say that I heard it and I enjoyed it? But one last question, sir. Who is this gentleman I'm talking to? Sir?
Me. No. I am a fellow born in what people call ghetto in Chapman's Lane, Emerton in Barbados. My mother was a midwife. My grandfather was a fisherman. My father was an artisan. And I grew up in a large family of lots of cousins and four brothers, three brothers and one sister. And lots and lots and lots of friends. And loved music from small, from very young. Got involved with music at 6 years old. On the stage with the village choir, came through everything, and at 10 years old, wrote my first song, a song called Vote for Motley and Get Free Katy. By the way, Motley happened to be
what was the
grandfather
song?
Of
what was the song called? Pardon me? What was the song?
Vote for Motley.
Oh,
and
Vote
get
for
Motley. And Get Free Katy. Because at the time... You know, Katy was a big thing when you're going to school. You had to get Katy, right?
Oh, so
you vote for Motley, you get Katy. You know?
You know, so...
And that's my first song. My first song.
I see... I see some of your listeners want to say hi to you. There's Drew and there's... Joel, want to say hello to you on here.
Oh, Joel, yeah, I am in contact with Joel every day through WhatsApp.
Ah, okay. So say your piece quickly, Joel, because we're running out of time, and there's Drew, is gonna come on after you. So
hi, Gabs.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just reading a poem here that you sent me about Sparrow. Recently, it was rumored that Sparrow dead.
Mm-hmm.
And you wrote me a poem to the same rumor that was going around. And
yes.
The poem says, "Stop killing Sparrow."
Yes.
It said, "I used to live at Sparrow. No stress, no overload. With pleasure and ease, life was a breeze down there on Simeon Road. I never had to worry about meals that you could guarantee. Every single day, Margaret, his wife, would cook them for me. She knew I only ate seafood as my flesh, my meat. So Margot, we call her so, would make sure fish I would eat. Then it was the music. No need to discuss that. That is like discussing cheese and milk with somebody house cat. Sparrow is my buddy, my mentor, and my friend. Only death itself can put that friendship to an end. Here is the king of Calypso, the boss without dispute. Anyone else, anything else, could not be speaking the truth. But look, ever so often, For what reason, I don't know. Some newspaper or radio does announce the death of Sparrow. Communication got modern, faster with more ties. So nowadays, they're using social media to tell their lies. This rumor, fake news, and scandal, this wicked, malicious strife, happened, as you know, to Sparrow at least 4 times in his life. Once, the first occasion, it triggered the song Simpson, Sparrow Dead, was the classic he wrote. On the next occasion, he fell ill in New York. Years later at that, the rumor mongers pulled the same trick from the magician's hat. Your boy gone, Gabby boy, he gone. This time there's no doubt. I didn't have to peruse. I get the news straight from the horse's mouth. A few days ago, do you know what's more? I heard of the death of Sparrow. This time they send me pictures of my friend Spree Sparrow, offering me condolences and heartfelt sympathy. At a time with no reason and rhyme, I lost the only uncle I had left this time. They had me convinced that Sparrow had met his death. I also want you to know that 2 short weeks ago, they also started playing with my head. Gabby, how you could be answering the phone? Well, I just get the news that you did.
Jesus. You know, I'm so...
The day will come eventually when both Sparrow and me will breathe our last breath, will beat this thing called death. It is there for everybody. Meanwhile, what is there to gain? Could someone please explain why they put our families through such strain and pain? Let this madness wicked cease. It can't even call the police. We are not yet deceased. We are not yet deceased. And when the time comes, I hope we die in peace.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, Gabby, I tried to figure out what makes a person sit there and say this person has passed and you don't know? What's it? You know what I mean? I don't have much time because I want to catch Drew's opinion on what he's doing wherever he is. But what is your opinion on that? I heard this the poem and I liked it very much. But why do they create this kind of thing?
I think they're looking for attention. They're trying to get attention come to themselves.
Yes. Yes, I firmly believe that. And Drew, what is it you have to say to your... this guy believes in his... I got to say Gabby, because he says you made him want to be a Calypsonian.
That's once upon a time.
Say
how you doing, Gabby?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you keeping, Joe?
I'm keeping good. Hopefully, I'll be seeing you soon. Hopefully, in a couple of months. I'll come visit the sunny island of Barbados, and hopefully, I could get on the beach if Jack doesn't block anything. <so.
laughs> Don't worry. We have plenty of beaches here for you to come and enjoy yourself in Barbados.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask you one question because we're kind of pressed for time. You know, like this, what do you think us as Black people, we need to know? We need to know most about our history.
The first thing, is, I mentioned it before, that our history does not begin with slavery. That's the end part of it, the last part. And secondly, that we definitely descended from kings and queens. I wrote a song about it. We descend from kings and queens. We went through the horror scenes, but God made me backbone strong to show them the right from wrong. So rise up, you African children. Victory is certain. Victory is more than certain. Right? Now, the thing about it is that we have to let us know who we are. We are a proud, brilliant, wonderful people. The first people in the world. All other races spring from us. You know, the Japanese tried to say at one point, oh no, we are a race that developed by ourselves. And when they check the DNA and they check the line, they have to hold their head and ball. Oh my God, yeah, we come from Black people for truth. The English did the same thing. There's something called the Cheddar Man. Check it out. First Englishman, 10,000 years ago, Black, right? There's nothing that predates him. So we know where the white people come from. They were first seen at the foot of the Caucasus Mountains in Russia. That's why they are called Caucasians, right? So we Black people are the first people on this earth, and we should be proud that being first in anything is fantastic. Using both first. You understand? And first for a long time. It's going to be a long time before anybody breaks his record, if they ever do. Right? First. And so we can go on and on about first. And we are a race of first. First mathematicians. First this and that. First people to cross the different oceans. First people all the time to build boats that can make that trip. The first people to do Caesarean section. The first people to map the stars. Right? We are the first. So if we are the first, be proud of you being the first.
Yep.
We are the first singers, the first composers in the whole world. You know, one of our great composers, Black, was Beethoven. They don't tell you that. They try to make him look and sound white, but he was Black.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So that's the first thing. We got to be proud of ourselves. Once we do that, we are on our way to glory, man.
The right.
You know what? I'm very thankful that you give that answer, because that's the answer I was actually looking for. Because you got to know where you're coming from to know where you're going.
Right.
Correct.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much. I have to wrap it up at the moment. The right honorable.
Yes, I just want to say hello to my friend Cheryl quickly, because she is just retired as a teacher, and she's also she hosts a jazz show, and she's listening. She's the one who let us know that we were not unmuted and so on. So thanks, sir.
Ah, thank you. That's why we have great listeners, and we certainly the right honorable cultural ambassador to Barbados, Dr. Anthony. You know, would you like to say a quick word to Gabby, ma'am? Cheryl, say something quickly to Gabby.
Is she on?
Your mic is unmuted. Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Yes, this was a wonderful interview, and thanks to my friend Gabby. We also speak almost every day.
Nice.
And he's a brilliant.
Yes, he is. Yes,
son of the soil, and I'm glad to be his friend. We go way back when, for Brooklyn times.
Hmm.
Yep.
Well, you know, I have to give. I'm still trying to finish Dr. Anthony Carter. We have to give you the last word, sir. What are your famous last words? We have 2 minutes.
I want to thank you, first of all, Stretch, for this opportunity to speak with our people, not speak to, but speak with.
Yes, sir.
And also to let people know that Barbadians have no idea of the affinity and the love I have for our people, but how much Jamaica has done for me over the years. Every time I look around, there's a Jamaican there for me.
That's nice. You know,
emotional, because I cannot imagine. I never could imagine that I go to London, there's a Jamaican day for me. I go to New York, there's a Jamaican day for me. I go to Jamaica, there are several Jamaicans, whether they're teaching at the UE, whether they're people who are musicians, whether they're broadcasters like yourself, people like Byron Lee, who introduced me to the Jamaican audiences and so on. So I have a lot to thank Jamaica for.
And we have a lot to thank you for spreading the good words. I thank you, sir. And I wish you all the best. And I'm glad that we took the opportunity to bring you back, because this was the other side I was talking to people about. It's, by the way, are you going to get back? You have won all the titles to be won in Barbados, but are you going to get back into the ring? And
No, my days are over. I managed to win several times and wrote for other artists, I had the honor and privilege of writing for more than 120 other Barbadian artists.
Mm.
So I'm eternally grateful to them for accepting my work and recording it and performing it. You know, I want to thank each and every one of them. And a lot of them you know, some you don't know. I don't want to name any because then it would look like you're leaving out certain people, but they know who they are. And so I want to thank every principal at every school, including the school Cheryl used to teach at Lester Vaughan, for inviting me to sing or to do a cultural presentation or a historic presentation since 1977. And I want to thank all broadcasters everywhere, every DJ for playing my music, and for the government and people of Barbados, whether it be BLP, DLP, or whoever, who have always embraced me. And I thank them from the bottom of my heart.
Gabby, I don't know your political.
Hello?
I was just about to say, I don't know your political thing in Barbados, but I have to say this, because I was totally impressed when I saw your prime minister stood up in that United Nations thing, and that speech that she gave was totally unbelievable. I felt good to be a Caribbean person.
Well, let's put it this way. We in the Caribbean have produced great leaders.
Yes.
World leaders, whether it be Manly, whether it be a Motley, whether it be Errol Barrow, whether it be a Tom Adams, whether it be a Williams out of Trinidad, whether it be Bird, whether it be, you name it, we have produced great leaders in the Caribbean, whether it be Marcus Garvey himself or people like Louis Farrakhan, who has Caribbean roots and who were raised by Caribbean people in Boston. So, you know, we have made our contribution, our people, people like Cheryl, that taught here and went to school in the United States and come back here to Barbados and make the contribution to our educational system. You know, we have to be grateful to all these people. And I am grateful and honored that people like Ralph Gonzalez and other leaders are my personal friends. That when I go to St. Vincent, Ralph vexed because I ain't come and stay by him. Right? So, like, you know, it is that kind of relationship that we have with the Caribbean.
Yes.
And all people, you know, and I am great. I mean, I can never pay back these people for what they have done for me, how they have embraced me all these years.
Sir, I thank you very much for this hour talking with us, and I enjoyed every minute of it. You're coming back, not right now, because people are going to say it's only Gabby getting the ear time. No. But we trying to, you have taken care of this Black History Month for us, and I am totally grateful. You have made me feel good. You have made my audience feel good, and I wish you all the best. Continued success.
Thank you.
You know, enjoy.
Thank you. Hi, Cousin Lorna.
So be good, all right?
You take too, care. You too, Stretch.
All right,
thank
my brother.
You.
Be good. I gotta play. Yeah, I gotta play this before I leave, though. This is the man, Gabby himself. Thank you, Gabby.
I was feeling it. Aye. A little bit. I get the house call from Dr. Cassandra. Why she give me?
One of the veterans of
injection in my midsection, I did enough to pay.
Beautiful Barbados.
Then me swallow fever van right away. One injection in my midsection, I did enough to pay. Then she give me something and tell me swallow fever van right away. When you're coming back, Santa, when you're coming to give me medicine.
Be quiet, boy, I'm your pressure.
Be quiet, boy, I'm your doctor. I come here to make you
she
better.
She say how you expect to feel better when you in such a hurry. I got 2 minutes to stop the treatment, give you air in your body. You, when you're coming back, such a when you're coming to give me medicine.
Be quiet, boy, I'm
Dr. Anthony Gabby Carter. Gentlemen, that you could talk about anything, anything in the Caribbean, you could talk to him about, and that's what I love. When he came here, we talked music, yes, and this and that, but I certainly enjoy talking to him about the politics and the world knowledge of what we believe sometimes and all that. So thank you, sir. Please believe in me. You enlightened my darkness. We continue. This is
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms.
That's
90.3
us.
FM.
This is DJ Nicholas. listening to the mix of DJ Nicholas. 16 years on this program and on this radio station, he's been doing his thing. Want to say hello to him and Drew. They escaped. I won't tell you where they are. But we're a crew, we keep things together. Remember, my name is Howard Carr. And you're listening to West Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM. On CKUT 90.3 FM. WFFR, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. Good afternoon. Welcome to your station.
Someone with a familiar face, so we could fit and celebrate. This is not the time to be a loner. This is the time to wind on a bumper. So let's be amazing, you cry amazing. We're so caring in the world that we get from that in here. Panorama again. On the road with you, man, jumping up to the soda. Must find a partner to play bass with me. This is not the time to be a loner. This is the time to wind on a bumper. So let's be amazing, be fire amazing. We're so caring the way that we get on that in here.
FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. We're here with you up until the clock says 7 o'clock. Want to big up the rest of the crew, of course, Miss Faitlin Sanka. You're wondering why you haven't been hearing her, but between the job and what have you, and staying home because of the this thing here, you know. I don't want to talk about the war that's happening in that country. That country is suffering. Want to say hello to my friend them by the garage and somebody was asking me which garage I use, and it's Lindsay. Let me see if I find the phone number. I'm doing a million things here at the same time. Please bear with me, all right? Yeah, send me your phone number. That's what I wanted, all right? Of course, if you want to get your tires changed, whatever it is, you call Ian. I can't look for the number now because I'm on the phone. Send me your number, Ian, because there's a lady who is looking for a mechanic out here. Yes, as I was saying, there is Faith, there is Colin, and of course, Miss Bev, and of course, Mr. Ian Lindsay. Lindsay's Garage, and we're all together as a team. They look after me. They take care of the old guy, you know what I'm saying? And what is taking them so long? I want to say hello to Maxie, Bonnie, Ian, and Colin. Where's the number? And Colin, stop eating off the food. Oh, I got the number. I want to send out congrats to Cynthia Weith, the new president of the Barbados House. We're going to get her online here one of these days and chit-chat. I want to get some of the presidents from the various organizations. Running an organization, folks, is not the easiest job. Yes, the number, you have a pen? 514-781-7373. Lindsay Otto, all right? You can call them. And if Colin answers the phone, he might have food in his mouth. I never see a guy in slim and eat so much. So that's it, okay? If you need a mechanic out here, that's who I deal with. I only recommend people that I deal with because I don't want it coming back at me. Lindsay Otto, 514-781-7373. And, of course, my other friend all the way in LaSalle. So it's CKUT 9.3 FM, 10, 12 minutes to go. What time is it? Yeah. So keep it locked as DJ Nicholas ride the rhythms and take you up to 6 o'clock. Reggae music in the house. And I say hello to Sister P. Hold tight. I was speaking to my friend Kenny Phillips this afternoon because somebody was trying to get pan music from out of Trinidad. It starts now, 5 o'clock. Check it out, Panorama, $25 US. You can pick it up online. Goes on until way in the morning, all 24 bands.
What is the good vibe influencer? So currently, what's the good vibe influencer?
Ah, that is Mercer. Nicholas, you have the big money, I wine, you know, man. Oh, God, music sweet.
You wanna jump, jump, jump. Everything of yesterday out your mind. Sipping on something, well refined. The energy in your display advisor. Behind them time to rock, them time to shine and charge up like power line and roll if I take girl and brighten up my world. Keep on with the rum, cause the vibes got done and we don't see the thing. What is the good vibe?
I don't want to leave you on top of that horse. I need you to come down here for me. Now she only claiming she rocking with boss, but courts on the hunter take back the cow. She feels she too nice. She will link with man with no drive. Come down from there. Nice. Come on, you. Hey, baby, come down from there, baby. I just
just want to warn you, before you're mixing wood to concern you. You walk voodoo just to thief people, man. Now the people, man, them the wire. On the IG, nice, a million followers, a million likes. Sicilian long tongue, ring pon tongue. Girl, you know every song on your cowboy rise, rise, rise. Nice, she do link with man with no drive. Come down from the baby, come down from the baby. Take down rise, them girl wrong, they not nice. Come down from the baby, come down from the baby.
FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Rock the Questions. Where you from? Where you going? Who are your mother? When last you been home?
I go drink water and mind my business.
Mind your funky business.
Drink water and mind my business.
Oh, mind my business.
Drink water and mind my business.
Mind your funky business.
Drink water and mind my business.
Don't come with no attitude. If you find a whining mood, it's because I'm feeling good. And that is my business.
You do bad, them talking you. Them never have nothing good to say. Them ask the most questions. Where you from? Where you going? Who are your mother?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Where you? Drink water and mind my business. 90.3
FM. Business.
Drink water and mind my business.
That's us.
Drink water and mind my business.
90.3 FM.
Drink water and mind my business.
A minute to 6 o'clock.
If you find out why you
just a study people business, study people business, study people business. So just a study people business, study people business, study people business. So
I go drink water and mind my business.
Mind your funky business.
Drink water and mind my business.
Go mind my business.
Drink water and mind my business.
Mind your funky business.
Drink water and mind my business. Me and them can't be friends. I fight the battle and Jah give me help and strength. No, it's we. That can't be English, that has to be French.
Telling you, all good things come to an end. I want to say many thanks to the Right Honorable Dr. Anthony. I can't get over it. I have to say, Gabby. Dr. Anthony Carter. Gabby Carter. Very smart man. Enjoy talking with him. Also, I want to big up a school, an elementary school in Jamaica who supplies tons of stars to the Jamaica track teams. The Edwin Allen High School. I see they just set another record here again. I don't know what they're feeding them people up there, boy, but a new record for the Edwin Allen shot as they shatter the 4x100 meter high school world record, 43.337 seconds at the Gibson Relays. bust it up. I tell you them runway, runway. I don't know what they feed those Jamaicans, but boy, Lord. So Montreal, so Washington and the world all over, those of you who are logged on, want to say hello to Miami. Thank you for your touch. Got it. We're going to go. You know what? Let me pace. Bill here and see, you know, and I'm feeling a bit lazy. You shouldn't be lazy, you know, Stretchy Poo. I had a friend who used to call me Stretchy Poo, you know. Anyway, let's get into the reggae music and shut up and enjoy yourself, boy. This is DJ Nicholas.
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
Lord of mercy. Long time in a year now.